Good morning again. Second video. Now, this time I'll be referring to this book, History of England, to the death of, look at that, William III, Lord Macaulay. It's a good book, interesting reading. Now, there's nice little churches that have ABN numbers. You rely on the Book of Romans, chapter 13, 1 to 8. Take it, put a nice leaflet in it, and a little sign on it, this does not apply in Australia. Interesting? Understand what I'm saying completely, you better. I'm not going against God. I'm not going against the Bible. I'm actually quoting a fact, because this country was set up that the people are supreme, absolute, and uncontrollable under the Constitution. We allow certain aspects of our law to control us only to the extent as guidelines. And you're not understanding that. What happened is good old Gough Whitlam decided to sign the Unitroit Treaty of Rome. What did they overturn? The British Empire, according to Gough Whitlam. He's such a supreme little thing. The history of England says, what I'm saying and about to relate to you, is the truth. What's the religion of England? Protestant. What does that entail? Presbyterian Church. Why? Because it was Presbyterian in nature. What happened in England in the 16th century? It wasn't the Catholic heads in England. It wasn't the Parliament in England that went to Rome. It was the bishops. They went to Rome and told the Pope, you are full of garbage, you have no authority, you are not God on earth, and we are going to have our own church, the Church of England. Not the Anglican Church. Whether it was lawful to change, it's not my business. I don't believe it is. It's certainly not the wording in our Constitution. It's indissoluble, and that can't be changed by anybody except the monarch. They haven't changed. So who went to England? Did the king? There wasn't one. It was Prince William III. It was Princess Mary of Scotland. It was agreed they could marry if they put certain things in place. Habeas corpus, Magna Carta, 1688 Bill of Rights, Act of Settlement, and the King James Bible, authorised version. That's why you can't touch it. But I can prove that Hebrews, Romans 13, 1-8 has been changed in favour of the government. Read it, read the original one, and it refers to the higher authority. Who's the higher authority? You? No. Me? Yes. Use all you people? Yes. Not the Parliament. Not the churches. Does the Parliament have any authority over the churches? No. 116 says no government can legislate against your religion, nor can they question it. So Albo and all the other morons who think they're going to have a one world religion, no, you're not. That's not your choice. It's a freedom granted to the people, and that freedom is absolute. See, Lord Coke got it right when he said God's law existed before all other law. It exists now and into the future as the common law of the people until the people change it, and we never did. What's the obstacle? Would you believe the current religions in this world are kowtowing to the satanic cults that are trying to take this country over? And you can't comprehend that because you're not looking. You're looking, the internet is the beast, this is the beast, that's this, that's that. Oh, Mystery Babylon is America. No, Mystery Babylon is the system of Rome, not the system of Catholics. Vatican Rome? No, that's just the centre of it. Is it a fact that the system is the problem? Yes. You talk about it all the time, about the cabal. Who's controlling it? Freemasons, Fabians, Zionists, and several others. That is Mystery Babylon. Look it up, comprehend it. If you think I'm wrong, prove it. Show me where it is won. Is it a city, or is that the description given to the empire? Is it an empire? Yes, the Roman Empire. How does that affect religions? Nice, 600 AD, they created the Catholic religion, and all the other religions poured out of all of that. All of them. Islam. Doesn't matter. Even in worship. While the whole world of Satan, Church of Satan, you all come out as the one thing. The one thing that mentions every all your religions. You have your father, the devil, according to Jesus. You got that right. Look at the way you behave. But let's go back to the control over the churches. The Unidroit Treaty of Rome was individually signed by the prime ministers of different members of the British Commonwealth, thinking they had that authority, including the British Parliament. They had none, because the Parliament never signed the British Empire into that system. The bishops did, and they came back from, look at that, Rome. And what were they? Archbishops. The House of Lords, which is Lord Spiritual, Lord Temporal, covers both aspects of people's ability to think and believe. Now, who controlled that in the Bible? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll follow my commandments. What did he make? Us, sovereign and supreme. That's why our Constitution grants that. That's why your little book doesn't control it at all. Romans does not control this country. That was removed and made the people sovereign and supreme. The higher authority is the people, answerable only to one entity. Like it or lump it, that's how it is. Don't believe in God, boo-hoo. We had your day just went, April the 1st. The highest authority in the British Empire is the Crown, which is God. That's why they're trying to remove it from everything so that they control everything. Are they now? Now, look at what Gough Whitlam did. He put in place 300 new laws, removing as much as he could of the British Empire, because it was a God-based empire. Not religion-based, it was God-based. Because Mary, Princess Mary of Scotland, was Presbyterian. That was the first time the King and Queen were joined the British Empire together officially, where they chained the unicorn, which is a symbol of Scotland, to the Lion of Judah, the symbol of the British Commonwealth or British Empire. It's right there, go in your history. That's why Billy Hughes in 1907 removed it and changed it. Kangaroo and emu. Did they do it? Yes. Go up to Northampton, above Geraldton, about 40 odd k's away. Have a look at the plaque there, issued by Billy Hughes, with that self-same kangaroo and emu on it. Wasn't put there afterwards, put there when it was cast. Isn't that interesting? And here you are blaming everybody else for doing it. No, they didn't. What else did Gough Whitlam do? He attacked the whole system. He backdated the law in relation to immigration. And everybody who came in then became citizens. Did it all the way back to 1948. Why did he do that? The Constitution says, didn't say you come into Australia and you swear an oath to become a citizen. It says you come into Australia and you're naturalised into the British Empire and you are a citizen because of the Constitution, because you domicile here. You're a citizen of the British Empire, not of Australia. So there's a huge problem arising under the so-called Citizenship Act, because it's fraud and an act of treason, because it changes the constitutional description of that entity known as the British Empire. And it removes the British Empire, and you no longer are part of the British Empire. That's why we have had, so far, way over 3 million people swear the oath of allegiance. It boots out your garbage and makes them citizens of the British Empire, because they swore their oath of allegiance to the monarch of the British Empire. Then, in 1996, good old Jackboot Johnny Howard and his clan, all backed up by the Labor Party, the Greens, the Nationals, and the Liberals, the whole lot of them, all got together, the Labor Party, and they produced a nice little act and changed the Church of England to the Anglican Church using the Catholic Anglican Catholic Corporations Act of 1973. And then Jackboot Johnny decided that, oh, we're going to have GST, even though he promised we weren't. We're going to have it, and he's going to take away all the other taxing laws. He didn't. He just increased them, lied, as usual. Well, most things that came out of his mouth were lies. And when it suited him, here he was a Catholic. When it suited him, he wore a skull cap, so I guess he was belonging to another religion or followed that religion. What was he? I don't know what he is to this day, but he certainly isn't who he said he was. But then he decided that under the Uniroyal Treaty, which you don't know of its application then, all charities will have ABN numbers. They're not business. That tied all your churches and your religions under the Uniroyal Treaty of Rome to the Vatican as part of the Roman Church. That overturned what was established in this. It overturned it, according to them. So one man, without any authority under the Constitution, decided he had that authority. And along come Jackboot Johnny and decided he could turn you all into companies belonging to them. Do you belong to them? Yeah. If you've got an ABN number, you come under Fair Work Australia. You provide services for money? Yep. Your pastors, ministers and everything else get wages. So you're employing them. Do you provide services for money? Yeah, you preach every Sunday, and as a result of what you preach, people donate money. There's your money. There's your services for that money. Does it go to the poor according to the Bible? Some of it? All of it? No. Does it? Isn't that interesting? Do the people in those churches follow the Bible? Some of them. Is their heart in the right place? Yes. Is their mind? Not totally, no. Because they're misled and deceived into believing what they're doing is correct, and it's not. Now, I'm going to cop some flack over what I'm saying, but read your Bible, you'll find out what I'm saying is correct. I'm not preaching to you, I'm stating what the common law of this country is, which is the King James Bible, same as England, and it states exactly what I'm saying. If that's preaching, boo-hoo. I'm not a preacher. I'm stating what the law says, and that is the law. That's what they want to change by having a one-world religion under the control of the Pope and Islam. I will not call him anything respectful until he follows the teaching of the Bible, and he doesn't. He has a King James Bible with his own little bits. You know what idolatry is? Walk into the churches who have all these things. Jesus still hanging on the cross. Hang on. Then you preach. He rose on the third day. What's he doing still hanging on the cross? Why do you still do that? That's idolatry. Who are you worshipping? Mary? No. Is she held in high esteem? Yes. Can you pray to her? No. Why not? Because the Bible doesn't say you can. So why would you? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's not religion, that's belief. And it's belief in our common law. That's why it's there. The common law of England, Magna Carta, 1688 Bill of Rights, Habeas Corpus, the Act of Settlement, King James Bible, 5. They make up the Constitution of the British Empire. Like it or lump it, that's it, that's the law. So you just ponder on what I'm saying. Look at what these people are doing. Are they promoting our common law, being Magna Carta, all of those, including the King James Bible, or are they promoting the destruction of it to the betterment of a satanic system of self-control? Self-control? No, I just added that. Total control by idiot named Schwab and all the rest of the idiots in the World Economic Forum and the WHO who think that they can enslave the world. And look at that. They're telling you you're going to be abundantly happy and own nothing. And they're flat out trying to take it off you. When are you going to wake up? There is no separation of powers between Christianity, as that's what you call it, or a belief in God, and the Parliament. Because the highest authority in England is the Archbishop of Canterbury and the bishops of the Church of England, not the rest of them. It's the Archbishop who swears in the monarch, not the Parliament. The Parliament is semi-sovereign. What is the monarch, God's representative, but still semi-sovereign? She or he must run the law past the bishops to know whether it complies with the laws of England. Are they doing it? I don't know. We are hopefully trying to push it back so it happens that way. You don't believe what I'm saying? Time you picked up the law, time you read it, the real law, God's law and the laws of England, our common law. That's why you swear the oath, because without that, you took the crown right out of this country, and you know you did anyway. That is blatant treason. That's why every single person who props the system up is a traitor. Everybody. Wake up to that fact. Not only is it a belief breach, it is a breach of all our laws. Breach of the oath and allegiance you owe to the people through their monarch. And by breaching that, that's absolute treason.
Gonna cut 'em down. Tell 'em that God's gonna cut 'em down.